WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Israel's Defense Force confirms there's no more fighting in the south right now. They blocked holes and fences along the Gaza border, now secured by tanks on the ground and fighter jets above. Israeli strikes across Gaza Sunday in response to the massive Hamas attack. ABC's James Longman in Tel Aviv.
Benjamin Netanyahu came out almost immediately to say that it was a state of war that his country was in. Israel has been placed into a state of emergency as a result. This is not something that Israel has ever faced before. And now the challenge is to try to bring it to a resolution. But as of most things in this part of the world, the resolution is not fast.
2 months after the deadly wildfires on Maui, tourism is coming back. But not everyone is happy about it, saying reopening the western part of the island will force wildfire victims out of hotels that were turned into shelters after the tragedy. This is ABC News. Wall Street investors are hoping the Middle East war doesn't disrupt oil supplies in the region, crude prices spiking after Israel declared war on Hamas. But the National Association of Business Economics, out with its latest survey, finds a rosier outlook.
What a difference a year makes.
Economists a year ago were expecting a recession or thought the U.S. economy was already in recession.
NABE's Ken Simonson says that's what respondents to its fall outlook survey said last year.
Now they are confident that the U.S. is not going to have a recession before the end of this year, and most of them believe that we'll avoid a recession in 2024.
Simonson says respondents are still worried about inflation and what the Federal Reserve will do to contain it. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Striking Kaiser Permanente healthcare employees are back at work without new contracts. The return of all 75,000 workers, ending the largest healthcare walkout on record. Negotiations are set to resume on Thursday. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning, Monday morning, Packer game day.
Brisk here.
Brisk is a good word for it. Freeze your...
I think did it
stuff
get
off if you're not dressed this morning. 35 degrees.
Really?
In Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh.
I knew it was in the 30s.
35 wow. degrees. It's that time.
Yeah, it is. It is.
We were both at high school football games on Friday night. That was pretty cold.
Is that did it rain in Plask? Yeah. Rained. I was at that Notre
Dame. It quit
Dame
right
game.
About game time. But yeah. right before that, it was like that cold rain. I know. You just get that really cold rain. Oh, by the way, Todd.
Yeah.
Todd.
Yeah.
Hey, well, he's in a mood today.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Yes, sir.
What? Yeah. We're going to, one of my favorite anchor ladies.
Yeah.
Nina from NBC 26. Mm-hmm. She asked me the other night, when am I coming on your show?
Oh.
Yes.
When would she like to come on? We'll make room for her.
Yeah, right? She's going to do a special thing. They're do a big Halloween type of a thing at 26.
Okay.
And we're going to get her on here.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had so many people comment to me on Michelle being on here about the supper club thing. You know, there are certain things in this area that are just almost like buzzwords or whatever you want to call it that everybody's like associated with. Supper clubs. Boom. Just throw out the term supper club.
Yeah.
And that is.
That's an attraction. I don't know. I can't go with you, but those are good to.
What do you mean you can't go with
me? I'm giving them up. I have to.
Supper clubs. Oh, yeah. Weight-wise?
Yeah, weight-wise.
Todd, get this.
Well, thanks, John. No.
You told me.
I got to stop talking.
No, listen to me.
What if I tell you something? Did I say John?
Whatever you say inside this room is show material.
Absolutely.
Right, Todd? That's the role of radio.
Okay, I got to remember to talk to you out in the hall.
Go ahead and tell them what you just said.
No, I got it. This diet, this is hard.
But how much have you put on since we started the show?
Too much.
How much?
Just 10 pounds?
Eight pounds.
Yeah.
Todd, I weigh as much as you. So I've got, and you're much taller than me and your broader shoulders. I'm just this. Yeah, this is it. This is it, you guys. I'm telling you, today's the day. Here we are, October.
Okay, but yes.
October 9th, 2003.
Yes, but. Can I throw yes, but?
No, there's no, John. No?
Okay.
I will do. This is it. I this weekend, though.
But if anybody brings in from Uncle Mike's, like Jen Gio brought
I'm done
in
with
last
that.
Week,
no.
We got to eat that.
I'm going to promote Uncle Mike's. You know what I'm going to do when people bring stuff in? I'm going to take it to work and give it to the new community shelter.
You can give it to me. I'll eat it.
Or you.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm only a step away from homelessness, let's be honest.
Well, John, we have somebody coming in today to talk about how close you guys are.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's more of an intervention.
Yes.
Not so much an interview.
John, we kind of want you to sit over there.
Very good point. Thank you,
John's going to be like, why are the chairs?
Todd's our voice of reason here.
John's going to be like, why are the chairs in a circle? Usually we're linear. Well, John's a little different.
John, we need to talk.
John, look at me when I'm talking to you. Look me in the eye.
That's the truth.
Anyway, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Plant-based? Yeah. Well, it just.
But how about your buddy that was here the other day? It said all from eating meat. He lost what, 30 pounds? Who's your buddy here the other day?
Which
the big guy, big bald guy?
Eric was here.
Eric.
Oh yeah, Eric, the guy from the volunteer center.
Yeah. How much did he lose?
Right. Yeah.
Was all it 38 of 30 pounds or something?
I think it was 38.
Something
yeah.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was.
And he's on the all meat diet, right?
But then again, I guess I'll tell you this other friend of mine. That whose cottage we go to lost 79 pounds.
Wow.
This is since January, Johnny. Plant-based. So it's funny.
That seems hard. That's like, okay, you're Catholic.
Yes.
So we were, Todd, are you Catholic?
I'm not.
Okay, we were brought up, and I went to a Catholic school, and we were brought up that you had to sacrifice, you had to whatever. It's like there was something wrong if you're enjoying life. I swear. Well, wasn't it, though?
It's Catholic guilt.
Yeah, I mean, Catholic
oh my
guilt.
God, it is.
So during Lent, we all had to give up candy. That was our thing.
Right.
And it was like, you know, and it's so, but your plant-based diet reminds me of almost being 8 years old and having nuns and like, don't eat candy, sacrifice.
Being Lent.
Being whatever. You know what I mean?
It's suffering.
Like, suffering. That's what plant-based seems to me.
Yeah.
Meat thing where he eats all meat, that seems, I could do that.
Yeah, I could, that all protein.
Why don't you do that?
Atkins. Like I tried, I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't talk.
Well, okay, let's put it this way.
Although I
what would you rather give up?
What? Well, John, that's
meat or asparagus?
Oh my God, there's just no.
My problem is giving up like potatoes and things like that. That's the tough part for me.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And I have heard where those meat and the protein diets can be bad for your heart, though, too, if you're not careful about what you're eating and how much of it. So
I know.
No, I.
But you look good in your coffin, so.
Right. That is true.
Okay.
I
was at a place the other day. I'm not going to say where it was, but they had a sign up. Eat great. Exercise. You're going to die anyway.
But I tell you, even that Notre Dame game,
high school football.
But no, I just want to say, John, the food.
I was at Pulaski.
Well, they treat you
and
guys
they brought us up bratwurst with sauerkraut.
All right.
And if there's anything better than a cold, rainy night at a high school football game than having a hot bratwurst with sauerkraut, I don't know what it is.
And I just want to give a shout out to Notre Dame. They had cheeseburgers. But then they had a fundraiser for, you know, we're all, you know, cancer awareness. And they had chili. And the chili, it was $5 a bowl, but it was really more of a charity thing. But it was worth every penny.
Absolutely.
So cheeseburger and chili.
And a chili, nothing
and
better.
Watch, and then.
Nothing better.
Although I will say this about Notre Dame and this Christian Collins, who's our neighbors. And Johnny, get this, Todd, I was telling John. Mr. Schmidt, you know, he's come to one of our games. I couldn't go last week because Donna was gone. So we went. It's like, well, I won't be starting because it's senior night. So, you know, which is right.
Sure.
So the seniors start. Well, after first play, the kid had 4 touchdowns in the first quarter.
Wow. Come on.
Yeah. We left in the second quarter. It was 51 to 8. And I felt bad for, you know, I don't know. I'm a kid.
I know.
This whole
we had a game like that the other night, Southwest against Pulaski. And, they could have had the running clock in the first. You know what was cool, though? We had 4 Packer players up in the box.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
I mean,
it
was such a crappy night. And those guys came out, and they were talking with the kids. They were throwing stuff into the stands. It was great. 4 great, great young football players. And we had Nixon there, who was all pro last year. And we had the punter. We had the kicker and the long snapper. And they were just nice guys.
Cancer awareness, right?
Cancer awareness. Yep. Packers against cancer. It was a really cool event.
Yeah, that's
really cool.
It's cool.
It's great to get. I think it's awesome. You know, that's one thing that high schools have done such a great job on over the years, getting the kids involved with serious issues.
Yeah.
You know, not just the homecoming dance or whatever. Cancer. I remember Preble a few years back. They did a big thing, sting cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like one of the starts of it. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
To get kids involved in those kind of programs.
Bullying, they work on that. I mean, kids are great. The answer is, you know, the youth. It's not the parents. I mean, I agree with you, and I think there's some great organizations within the schools. That's that whole young life thing, which Aaron Rodgers was super involved in. No, we didn't.
I mean, did you, Todd, in high school? Did you guys deal with real world issues?
No, of course not.
We didn't do that.
Not at all?
No.
I know.
This is such a different, you know, different world.
The environment, it just, they're great.
Yeah.
I mean, and you go to those schools and And they're not just there. I mean, they really believe that stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's
ingrained right now. It's part of the whole curriculum,
yeah.
So to speak. I think that's wonderful.
You're the sports guy. I wanted to ask you this because we left. It's like, and then we went to that.
What was the final score?
We went to that. So I had a burger. What's wrong with me? So
is it wrong that ever since you mentioned cheeseburger and chili, I've got a hankering for a cheeseburger and chili right now? Todd, is that wrong?
No, I think it's okay.
John, this is what I did after. So I left at the second quarter because I think it was 52 or 56 or something.
Yeah.
And I went to that smash burger place.
You did not have one of those big burgers?
I did. After the game.
And then you're sitting here talking about how Todd and I have made you put on 8 pounds from this show.
I love that place. And
did you have the fried onions in between the burger?
Of course
and the
I
cheese
did,
sauce.
John. They asked about you because last time I was there, I've been there since with you. But anyway, they asked how our show was going. And it's going great.
Hey, you know what I'd like to go? You know where I'd like to go sometime? That 70s bar.
I love that place.
I've never been there.
That's right next door to Smash
Let's
burger.
Go there sometime.
And then next
Todd,
to the,
you in?
Absolutely.
Next to that is Sardine Clan. Well,
Todd, put up your hand again.
I gave you 2.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what you were doing there. But I want to go.
Okay, that whole,
I just didn't know what? But I want to go to that 70s place.
Okay, so.
I want to go back to the 70s.
Okay.
That was the best era ever. Todd, were you alive in the 70s?
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I would go back to the 60s maybe.
Oh.
I like the, I like that.
Oh, yeah,
a lot.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The transition between big band music and the singers and then the rock
80s.
And roll.
Yeah, I hated the 80s. I hated 80s music. I hated everything about the 80s. What?
The glam band's one of our favorites.
Oh, other than them. I love the glam band. Other than that, I was not an 80s fan. I love the 60s, love the 70s, 90s, like whatever. And just not an 80s guy.
No, I'm with you on that. But that was... That whole area. So you got the 70s bar, which we'll have a company party there some evening. That is a fun place. And we'll go to the burger place first.
You know what I'd like to get?
And then the sardine can.
When we're going to do one of our things this summer, we're going to find a way to get Marsha Brady here.
Oh.
She's still around?
Yeah. You know who I had? I think so. You know who I had at my golf tournament years ago that was a really big thing was Lacey Underalls.
What did you wear?
No, that was her name. From what classic movie? Caddyshack.
Oh, yes.
Do you know where you can see
I had her.
Washed up people? Is that the Iola Car
she
Show?
She wasn't washed up.
The Iola Car Show?
That's I love the Iola Car Show, except you got to walk all over the place.
Oh, that place is like,
there's no place to sit.
50 acres. But they have people from like Dukes of Hazzard and
don't even get me started on her. That was my girlfriend. Mind of the Mirror, getting started back after this. Ain't got much.
The most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the 2 oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. fence. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 52. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 41 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 35.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Wow, that is 1969.
This I listened to.
Great song from CCR. 1969.
Yeah.
Was there anybody better than two of my all-time favorite groups, CCR and the Eagles?
Yeah.
Didn't they have a great song?
That,
Todd?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, this is good stuff.
This is great stuff.
You listen to this stuff all day.
Yes.
Yeah, this is good music.
Can we do a 70s show one day, though? Like all 70s, whatever, all 70s music.
Love it.
Todd, you know what? And let's bring in.
Are you going to dress up, though, too?
Absolutely.
Well, let's bring in the owner of the 70s.
Let's do it.
He's awesome.
Who is it?
He's got black hair.
Oh, he's got black hair. Oh, that guy. Todd,
let me get him on the line.
Get him on. Todd, he's got black hair. He owns a 70s bar. He's got black hair. Get him on the phone.
Cole is the guy who owns the burger place that we're at.
Okay.
So, and then, of course, the guy who owns the sardine can is right next door.
Chris.
So, yeah. Maybe a block party there or something.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Glad Band played there at the Sardine Can, and just like thousands upon thousands of people came out.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And, we're going to, I think I told you, we went to the 70s bar. We had some people in there like, this place is unbelievable. And they were not from here, right? They were. So I'm going to get him on here.
Did you ever wear plaid bell bottoms?
Of course.
Me too.
John.
Todd, you're too young.
I still have them.
No, I was not. No, oh. I had some when I was much younger.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yes.
Did chicks dig that, yes or no? Because we thought we looked really
cool. We thought they did.
But you wonder if the girls just kind of looked at you and kind of snickered after you walked away.
But everybody was wearing them, so they couldn't snicker too much, right?
I know, right?
There would have been no pickings.
Yes.
So,
you know, guys always think they look pretty cool, but it all comes down to what the ladies think as to whether or not you're cool. Let's be honest.
You're right.
We thought we were cool, and we were not.
Did you have uniforms?
No.
Todd?
No.
You?
Yes.
You did? At Roncalli?
Well, we had.
Where'd you go to grade school?
Holy Redeemer.
In Two Rivers?
Yes.
Okay.
You could wear. They weren't the strictest uniforms. I think they're stricter now. Notre Dame has uniforms, right? I'm okay with uniforms. You could wear a shirt, but it had to say Jets on.
Like really?
Could, yeah.
It had to say Jets on them?
Well, you had to wear Roncalli. You couldn't wear, like, the shirt you're wearing now, like a Wisconsin shirt, or the shirt I'm wearing now, this plaid shirt.
Nice win for the Badgers, by the way.
Yes.
That was nice having Teresa here Friday, wasn't it? Wasn't
that fun? I'm so happy for her. Did your son have a good game?
Yeah, he's great. He's good playing the pros.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's going to be a pro football player.
We have to decide on that Iowa State game if you want to go.
That's, I don't know if we got time, Jim.
Neither. We are so committed to that walk.
We got, you know what was fun? It was fun going over there trying to dunk the mayor of DePeer on Friday afternoon.
So there was that breast cancer event.
Although my shoulder is, I woke up this morning. And like literally, have you ever had that where something wakes you up, like a pain? And it's like, oh my God. God,
from
what,
throwing?
Why do, what hurts so bad? It's my shoulders from trying to the dunk tank on Friday afternoon. We went to try to dunk James Boyd.
James Boyd's the mayor of DePere, great guy. And he was in a dunk tank, and Johnny and I both spent many
times. It was a cancer fundraiser at Fancy Treasures in DePere next to the Abbey.
But it was a dollar ball. We bought 15, and then Johnny and I threw them. His dunk tank was so
It's pretty hard difficult. To dunk up.
Yeah. That thing, you had to throw that thing. They had like a plywood around the hole. Where usually it's just a big thing standing out there, you know, and you know, you're better throwing around. But the guy was dry. We spent $15 and walked away. Okay, see you tomorrow, you know.
And it was only for like 12 feet, maybe.
Right, wasn't that far.
No.
It's
just funny throwing hard. It's like woke up, like toothache in my shoulder. It's like, oh, am I old? I can't throw a baseball anymore.
We got to find out because he said he'd come on our show. I think we booked him already. Todd, I did. Book him the 22nd. 23rd.
I don't know.
Anyway, we need.
Hey Rudy, I don't know. You always talk to everybody. You book people off the top.
Go ahead
of your
and
head.
Let me know about that so I can put it on the calendar.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
I talked to a lot of people this weekend. Yeah. We'll get you on the show.
By the way, today is and Christy put this on our thing. Today is Canadian Thanksgiving. Is that right?
That is correct.
What I mean, I didn't know Canada had a Thanksgiving.
They do. Yeah.
What is it? What are they like thankful for? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Today's Indigenous Day here, right?
And I live just over the border from Canada up in the UP. I mean, we're right, you know. Mm-hmm. I will say one thing, though. Canadians, that's a tough breed. I used to play sports against them. There's something about Canadians. They're tough. They really are. I don't know how to describe it. What? No, you gave me a face like, no. What?
When I think of Canadians, first of all, they all live. Yeah, that's a huge country. I mean, they all live, 90% of them live close to the border, right, of the U.S. That's
must be because they got those wildfires going that are incredible and nobody's dying.
What
from
I
those.
Think of Canadians, besides speaking French, and I like the CN Tower, is they're bowling. Have you bowled there?
Have I what?
Bowled in Canada?
Why would I go to Canada to bowl? I mean, why? I mean, is there something different about bowling?
Yeah, it's totally different. It's just a little like ball.
It's not.
Like, yeah, Todd. Have you bowled in Canada?
I have not.
Nobody's bowled in Canada.
Like most of our listeners have.
Quick poll.
Are you serious?
Don't do it.
I just kidding.
Text
do
a quick poll.
I'll get smoked. No, I'm
have
not going to do that one.
Have you bowled in Canada?
No.
Canadian bowling balls smaller than Americans?
Oh, yeah. Now that
They're
you
not.
Can do. Somebody text in who's been to Canada or has relatives in Canada that has gone bowling there. Their bowling is different than our bowling. The balls are smaller size. I don't know if the scoring was different or not.
Well, they use, from what I'm seeing on Google, I'll just say that, it looks like there's 5 pins instead of 10.
Okay.
And they have the 10-pin ball like we use, the big ones.
Okay.
And then they have what's called a duck pin and 5 pin and a candle pin, which are smaller.
But the majority of it is that duck pin. It's a smaller ball. That I've never been to a bowling alley in Canada that has the same bowling balls as we have in the U.S.
Then how would you know this?
Because I went bowling there.
You went bowling in Canada.
Yeah.
You're lying.
John, I used to spend.
You
a lot.
Are sitting here and you're lying to the people. You're not in politics anymore, Jim. You're on radio. You're not allowed to lie on radio.
John, I bowled in Saskatchewan.
Todd, what's the number one rule of radio?
Give your listeners something to think about.
But you're not allowed to lie.
I agree. I've been bowling in Canada.
You have not been bowling in Canada.
Okay,
why did you go to Canada? What did you go? Did you go to fishing trip?
Nope.
What did you go for there?
I was selling medical supplies for Grand Medical, and that was part of my territory.
All right.
And it was great. And we went bowling. And
did you go bowling with your checkered flare
bottoms?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. But I did have them in my carry-on.
Why don't you like Canadians?
I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I said
you gave a look. Wow. Any Canadians out there? Whoa.
America
does not like you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News. I'm Tom Rivers. Israel's Defense Force confirms there's no more fighting in the south right now. They blocked holes in fences along the Gaza border, now secured by tanks on the ground and fighter jets above. Israeli strikes across Gaza Sunday in response to the massive Hamas attack. ABC's James Longman in Tel Aviv.
Benjamin Netanyahu came out almost immediately to say that it was a state of war that his country was in. Israel has been placed into a state of emergency as a result. This is not something that Israel has ever faced before. And now the challenge is to try to bring it to a resolution. But as of most things in this part of the world, the resolution is not fast.
2 months after the deadly wildfires on Maui, tourism is coming back. But not everyone is happy about it, saying reopening the western part of the island will force wildfire victims out of hotels that were turned into shelters after the tragedy. This is ABC News.
This 4th of July, Civic Media would like to recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. This message brought to you by C. McPhee Realty. Ready to sell your home? List with Chris. It's that simple. Call C. McPhee Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980. Have a happy and safe 4th of July from C. McPhee Realty.
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning in Titletown, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Packer football national TV tonight. Okay, we are doing a, what do we have to give away, Todd?
What do you want
to
do?
I want to give, do we have any $25 gift certificates to the Donald Driver restaurant?
There's got to be one around here.
Todd, if there's not, $25
I'll get one if there's not. I will get one if there's not.
So, $25 gift certificate.
To, well, it's really, it's called the Devo. It's not the Donald Driver restaurant.
I know. That's
what Did you see Donald Driver's got a play now in Milwaukee?
His a what?
Play, like a theater.
No.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It about is. His life, you mean, or what?
No, it's, what's it about?
Why won't you get him on this show? I've asked you from day one to get Donald Driver on the show, and you failed.
I just don't want him on the phone. I want him in person here. And I told you, he wrote the foreword to my book that you never read. But yes.
I used to do a radio show with him at Razzmatazz.
Okay, so, and I well, we're seeing A.J. Dillon on the 24th, so we're going to get him committed to a show, and we'll get Donald Driver on. Okay. All right. Go ahead. What do you want to give away? Yeah, $25 to...
How many passing yards will Jordan Love have tonight? How many passing yards? You have to text us in. Todd, how do people text?
Grab the Civic Media app. Make sure and check either WGBW or WISS is your station. Lower right-hand corner is the text button. Text in right now. What is it? Total yards?
Passing yards without going over for Jordan Love. Because somebody could say 1 million. And then if, you know,
right,
it's like the old Price is Right thing.
Why would that be a good guess if you can't go over?
Because then you'd be the, you know, no matter what, you could say, oh, I'm going to go 10 million. You know, then you would always have the highest if everybody was below that.
Yeah,
he's got to think about that. Yeah, I know. For a second.
Wow.
He's all over Canadian bowling, but he can't grasp the concept right of Canadian the Price bowling. Is Right.
You
just
guess?
Can't go over. Yes, yeah. You get the first guess.
Do you think he's... I'm going to go with just an even 200.
200 yards.
Yep.
Says the mayor.
Yep.
Okay. Todd?
I don't know.
I know, right?
I'm going 242.
All right, I was actually going to go 232.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. So get your text in. $25 gift certificate. How many passing yards will Jordan Love have tonight?
Do you want to ask how many receptions Devontae Adams is going to have tonight?
Nope. I'm never going to talk about Devontae Adams. Okay. I'm not a big fan. By the way, did you see that?
Well, I thought he left. Didn't he leave like okay? Really?
No.
I didn't really follow that.
No. Did you see that Bakhtiari's out for the season?
Yeah, and you called that
What
so
did I
long
say 2
ago.
Weeks ago?
You did 3 weeks ago, John.
You know what I think? You want my prediction? Yes or no?
Well, you're going to give it to us anyway, so
I am.
Sure.
Here's my prediction. He sits out all of this year. He rehabs, and one of the reasons he's sitting out this year is so that he'll be healthy next year and playing for the New York Jets.
No, I agree with you.
That's my prediction.
I really
he wants
think
to go
so.
His buddy Aaron, and that's the whole thing. And I think that's the reason he doesn't want to play anymore this year. He wants nothing to do with the Packers. Doesn't want anything to do with Packer fans. He says bleep you to the Green Bay Packers fans, and he wants to play with his buddy Aaron next year with the New York Jets. I can't wait for him to leave town. I'm so sick of David Bakhtiari. Yeah. Get the hell out of town. But leave, please.
You're not
go away. God.
But that you're not the only one I've heard that from. So if you know that and other people know that, then that means the Packers know that. Why don't they just cut him?
Well, because they don't want to pay him $40 million and dead money. And I mean, that's the thing.
Okay.
With contracts, the way they're structured with your salary cap and everything, there's weird things that you really get penalized. So they'll pay him his millions upon millions upon millions. He'll get a paycheck for like $5 million every week to do absolutely nothing, keep his fat butt sitting on the bench. It's ridiculous. Get out of it. David Bakhtiari, man up. Just say, hey, listen, I don't want to play for the Green Bay Packers anymore. I want to go play with my good buddy Aaron so we can cry on each other's shoulders about how terrible life is when we're making $40 million. Yeah. Get the hell out of town. So sick of you.
All right, so... Bakhtiari Enterprises will probably not be a sponsor.
Good.
The thoughts and comments on this show are nothing.
Right.
I don't care.
You know, what if Sage likes the guy?
Get out of here. Sick of you. God.
There is, they've, back in the day, and you know, you've been following these guys since you could walk, but there is too much drama right now.
Oh, my God.
You know, and we talked to a couple of your friends, reporters.
Yes,
that,
and nobody started it more than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's been the biggest drama queen I've ever seen come through Green Bay.
No,
life is so terrible making $40 million a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they act like, oh, poor me. Life is so hard making $40 million a year.
Yeah. So that is something that has, I think, well, the ratings are at an all-time high, so I can't say that's brought the game down. But the other thing, Johnny, that I've talked to you about this, is the commercials on.
How many?
Overly sensitive to that, but it's got to be half commercials when you watch
it is
football.
Easy.
And it just is so...
Well, when you break down an NFL game, I think it's like 14 minutes of actual action.
Right.
Seriously.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That chart with the blue.
Versus
and the,
how,
right,
much
right,
how much commercials?
Right.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Anyway, we'll watch tonight, and that's going to be a fun game. And what's cool about the many, many Packer fans who are out there, and there are a lot of you out there, I know, that's where the Super Bowl is, too. So it's kind of cool to see the stadium where, I don't know, the Super Bowl is going to be held. And you can't go wrong in Vegas. I mean, my friend, the game's...
Okay, can I just say one thing?
I'm
going to say one thing.
Okay.
Overrated.
What is?
Vegas.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Todd?
Vegas of the 60s, I would disagree. I would.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But I do have to say, there's nothing out there I really care to go and do.
Oh. I mean, what's the difference if you're walking down the street in Vegas and you go into the casino? What's the difference between that and going to Oneida Casino?
Oh, my God, John.
What's the difference?
The Bellagio.
You put your money in the slot machine. It takes your money, and you walk out with less money than you walked in.
Right.
Because nobody wins.
But then there's...
I always get a kick of these people. Oh, my God, I won $1,200 at the casino, and it only cost me $9,000 over the past year to win $1,200. No, come on, let's be honest. Nobody wins.
I talked to my friend, and he says, I'm going to the Packer game. I said, when are you leaving? Tuesday. So he left...
To go to Vegas.
He left.
So what do? You go and you sit five days, 6 days. You sit
no,
front
no,
of slot
no.
Machine.
You can go to the Hoover Dam. There's a zoo.
Oh, my
zoo.
God. That's the you most overrated thing in America. The Hoover Dam. I've been to the Hoover Dam.
Right.
It's the most overrated entity in the United States of America.
Okay, what? How about just walking around and taking in just the...
Then what? Then what are you going to do? What are you
doing? The Venetian. Go to the Venetian.
Yeah, those guys handing out those little cars for hookers.
Yeah. But they don't do that as much.
They used to.
But how about the going through the Venetian, just walking through and get that whole sense? That's just a beautiful...
Okay, let's walk through the Venetian. Okay, done. Now what?
I don't... The pools?
What pools?
The Paris?
You can't get to a pool. You have to reserve a spot to sit by a pool. You have to
that
have somebody
true.
Go there at 6 o'clock in the morning and have a spot
or pay.
Where you can't sit by or the swimming pool.
Or you can buy a chair.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to buy them.
Yeah.
Then that, what? That what do you do true. Now? Now what?
Well, no, then you got to do that. But that's, I don't know. I don't
what
know.
Else
the
do
Mirage?
In Vegas?
Go see a show?
What show?
I don't know. Siegfried and Roy's gone. But I don't know. You like those burlesque shows. Like, it's got to be a comedian.
I went to one
something.
Burlesque show. Okay. And you're like, hold that over my head. Like, I'm with this weird guy that goes. Okay.
And then, okay. Get off the strip and go downtown. And what's
skanky. Downtown skanky.
No, it's not.
It is, too. The old downtown is very skanky.
It's
now,
not.
This is the Vegas I like.
Exactly. If this, Elvis were there, Sinatra, you know, Sammy Davis.
Pack, yeah. No question.
No, you can save some money.
The original Ocean's 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the original one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was such a great movie.
Then go to the Imperial and see the...
And do what? What are you going to do?
The Impersonators. That's a reasonably priced show.
No.
They are so real. They got a Vegas... They have Neil Diamond. They have Elvis.
No.
You'd swear these people are still around.
No. Yep. No.
Quick point, Fremont Street. Todd. Just wait, John. I want to say Fremont Street downtown. You know, it's got the arch with all the light shows, and that's fun.
You'll get mugged.
No.
Yeah, you will. You'll get mugged.
No.
Yeah, you will. If you go to Fremont Street right now, you
Oscar
will get mugged.
Oscar Goodman was the mayor there, and then he was termed out, so his wife ran.
He got
she's
mugged
the mayor,
so many times. He quit.
And he's got his own museum.
No, he quit.
And there's the Hell's Kitchen. That's
New York.
Crazy. Well, no, it's in one in Vegas.
Okay. All right. Quick, Todd.
I don't know.
Can we do a quick poll?
Absolutely.
Can we do a quick text poll?
Sure.
Okay.
What just
Vegas, play? Overrated, yes or no? Yes or no? Vegas, overrated, yes or no? I say yes.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, I probably.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Todd?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you. I'm going to win this poll.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not betting against it. Betting. Vegas.
Vegas.
You can always go to the...
Well, let's leave it to our people. Can we just leave it to our people, Jim? Is that too much to ask if we just leave it to our people? Vegas overrated, yes or no? What are you got so far, Todd?
So far, well, it's just us three against nothing right now.
Okay.
But again, get the Civic Media app. Make sure that's on your phone. You can text us from there. And let's run it all the way through 8 o'clock
Absolutely.
This morning.
So
okay, we'll mention Las Vegas.
And a $25 gift certificate. How many passing yards for Jordan Love without going over?
Yeah. I just think Vegas is Vegas overrated. Yeah, I might even say yes to that.
Okay, because it's just casinos. I mean, God
no,
bless.
No, it's not. Oh, no, it's
goodness.
Not. They've leaned into family entertainment.
There's no family entertainment in Las Vegas.
Oh yeah, there is. Well,
there is
circus.
Family entertainment in Las. I think that's closed. They don't even have circus anymore. I don't believe. I think that closed down years ago.
I took my kids out
there. What year?
We stayed at the Paris, which is right across from Bellagio.
Yeah.
So, you know, every 6 minutes, they play that.
No,
I thought that was, they had fun. There's going to be
like
a zoo.
20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, no.
I mean, I think all that stuff closed down when that lion ate the guy.
Yeah, I know. I saw that show a bunch of times. I saw that show like, I'm not kidding. I bet I saw Siegfried and Roy.
Why did he snap? Why had two things that are scary? The lion,
and John, just for our listeners, he did not eat the guy.
He did too.
No, he bit his neck. The guy died. Well, sorry. But he died after a long time. Anyway, he did die. But
he basically ate him.
No, he didn't eat him, John. Eating him is like those bears. They eat people. No, he just basically bit him. And then the guy's like he bit him in the neck, and the guy's like, don't put whatever, Lucy
put him to sleep
down.
Or whatever. Yeah.
The guy just totally defended the animal.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah.
So anyway, okay. So the lion ate that guy. Two of the scariest things ever. That lion eating the guy in Las Vegas, and the killer whale, Shamu, killing that girl at SeaWorld. Remember that when Shamu killed that girl?
No.
I don't remember that either.
You remember that?
No.
No. Wow. Shamu?
Yeah.
That was in where?
SeaWorld.
In Florida.
Florida. Didn't that happen? Am I wrong on that?
Todd, you have to do a little research on that.
Todd, why won't you fact check for us?
Before we get
What's
here.
What's wrong with so, Todd?
So, don't you know, it wasn't
problem.
It wasn't Shamu. It was another orca. I think it's pronounced Tilikum.
Okay.
Yeah, and this was a trainer who was killed.
Yes.
Yeah, but it wasn't Shamu.
Shamu put him up to it.
Shamu was involved. Shamu's going to file a lawsuit against you for defamation of character. No.
Yeah.
Shamu's going to be all over you.
So I want to make sure that we're clear on this poll.
Yeah,
Is Vegas overrated?
Yes or no?
So if it's overrated, you vote yes. If you think it's the best thing in the world, you vote no.
It's not the best thing in the world.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
well,
I do. But is it worth it?
Right.
Is that
I mean,
what we're
go
saying?
There once to say, I was in Vegas and boy, it was great. Walked around,
enjoyed it,
played the slot machines, lost all my money.
No, had fun, everything. Saw the attractions, went to a couple shows,
some meals that were really overpriced.
It was great. Went to some buffets that were
reasonably priced. Buffets used to be cheap, and now they're really expensive. Yeah.
The thing that is not overrated, I don't want to do this at this show, but I know you've been to a lot of places, as have I, but the best place to go in the United States to me is the Grand Canyon.
I've never been there.
Johnny,
I lived in Arizona for like 6 years and I never went to the Grand Canyon. Is that something?
Yeah. Let me tell you, because there's nothing else. Like you said, well, Vegas is like Oneida, which it's nothing like that. But, there's the whole Jersey. But there is nothing like the Grand Canyon.
I've heard. I know. I can't believe I was never there. I know.
Well, aren't you going to Vegas? Aren't you going to Phoenix this?
Yeah, spring.
Well, there you go.
It's a long way. Phoenix to the Grand Canyon is a long way.
Not that long.
Yeah, it is.
5 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop in Sedona. You should do that. John, you got to...
I know.
That's got to be on your list.
I know.
Just stay a couple days, send the crew back, you know.
I might hike it someday, the Grand Canyon. What? Why do you have to laugh at that?
There's no railings, John.
What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean?
I would...
You act like... You know what? You act like I'm over the hill... That I'm physically incapacitated to do like manual labor, of which I'm trying to find a job for manual labor.
All right.
We got to send him a break. Mind on the mirror.
All right, we'll be back.
Not after a good start.
How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Daytime highs approaching 52 today under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 51. Temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 35.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
I don't know how he does it, but Todd finds the greatest music of all time, doesn't he?
Why is this one on? I,
60s.
Oh, we're still in the 60s.
We're still in the late 60s.
Okay.
We're 1969 today.
And sometimes there's just really good music.
Yes.
You know? That is just good music. Right.
Great music. Although I will say this, I had numerous people, tell me they loved my rendition of Convoy on Friday.
I did. It's funny. I was out all weekend and I never heard that once. I heard some other things that people really like.
Yeah.
And I think people, we have to get Wayne back. Some people.
I don't know why you won't let Big Wayne come back.
Don't put that on. He's great.
So I love Big Wayne. Love having him here.
Right.
Suamico's finest beekeeper.
Yes.
And for some reason you've banned him from coming to the show.
No, yeah, plus we got the music for him. The buzz? So yeah. No, we gotta get him back on. Hey, speaking, I want to give a shout out.
Todd, have you had people say about how good my convoy was?
No. I have to be honest. Yeah. People have said that your impressions are great.
Yes.
However, nothing on the convoy.
No.
Okay.
No.
How about Dave Dudley? Can we play Dave Dudley today?
I'll see if I can find it.
What is that?
Well, I pulled out of Memphis, okay, heading down the Eastern Seaboard. I got the diesel wound up. She's running like never before. What, 6 days in the road?
We did get a request this morning to bring back Trucker Thursday.
Oh, just so yes, you know, we're going to do that. Doing that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Been 3 weeks since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of ladies, but I'm not like some of the guys. Okay. Don't you know that?
Let's wait till Thursday.
Who's from Green Bay. It was like one of the greatest country songs of all time. He worked at WGEE.
Yeah, he said that. And that's a cool story that he was, working for nothing in radio. If the industry hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And he kind of made it big. I hope he made some money on that song, too.
Hang on.
When I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that Eastern Seaboard.
Hey, let him sing, John.
Okay. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, with all right. I don't see a cop in sight.
It's like downtown Green Bay.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
I'm sorry, that music is great.
It's phenomenal. Thank you, Todd.
The echo in his voice, the cleanness of just a couple of instruments.
Exactly.
That voice, man.
Is he still living?
No. Passed away. Had him on a radio show 12 years ago, and then he passed away not long afterwards. But actually, he was a disc jockey in Green Bay when he wrote that song and became multi-hit. Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. Isn't that very awesome?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Hey, I want to give a shout out to somebody.
And we have to do some Red Solvine.
Red
Solvine.
Okay.
We got to do Teddy Bear. We got to do Giddy Up Go. And we have to do Phantom 409.
I'll get those ready for Thursday.
Thursday.
Phantom 409.
Okay.
Do you remember that song?
One of our listeners. One of our many, many listeners, one of our thousands of listeners is in Rhinelander. And do you know how you have important people and they're not always like relatives?
Whenever this you mention Rhinelander, you know what I think of?
What?
My finger.
Why do you that finger, John?
You see how that finger is disjointed?
Yes.
I broke that finger in Rhinelander in 1977 at the Hodag Invitational Softball Tournament, and it never healed. Isn't that bizarre? Look at that disjoint. Is that weird, Todd?
It's so weird because you and The Rock obviously have something in common, but your stories are very different.
Yeah, his was in the NFL. Mine was in a Rhinelander. So whenever you mention Rhinelander, I look at my finger. It's like, I'm disjointed. Isn't that weird?
And did the ball just hit straight on?
I was catcher, fast pitch softball, and foul tip, and it busted it and never healed.
Why didn't you get it fixed, John?
What? Why I don't know. You know, back in those days, you didn't do stuff.
Not that long ago.
Whatever.
Well, John, it wasn't like that long ago. Okay.
77? 1977?
Yeah, there were no medical help.
No.
There were no doctors. What were you sleeping in a teepee? I mean, no,
I will say this. I walked around for the rest of the night with a beer cup full of ice, and I kept my finger in the ice. But then I didn't. I never went to the doctor's. That's why my finger is completely disjointed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So when you mentioned Rhinelander, I think the Hodeg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think most people do.
Yeah.
That's
nice town. I like Rhinelander.
It's a great town. It's,
you know, you and I both talked about going off the grid. I could go off the grid in a place like Rhinelander.
Yep. And that's our goal.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we're going to make a lot of money. And had I had my credit card this weekend.
How are we making money?
With that credit card.
John, God.
I went shopping.
Lord,
and I threw in a bag of chips, which would have been rejected by my credit card.
Okay.
No, because they're made in the store, and they could smell me. And I like, you know, I like chips.
But you're going on this big diet thing.
Yeah, but had I had my credit card, the lady would have said, I'm sorry, Mr. Schmidt.
Oh,
you can't buy these. And there's a few other things in my basket, too, that I shouldn't have bought.
Like what?
So, like bread. Yeah, I won't get that on my new credit card.
I buy that low-carb bread.
Oh, that's.
What?
No.
What?
It's bread. You got to just get out. No, I should talk.
What's wrong with low-carb bread?
I think the reason it's low carb is the slices are really thin.
That's like saying, I quit drinking. Well, I only take it in a shot glass. I have 14 of them.
That's what it is.
No, it's not.
It's per serving.
Oh,
yeah, read
God.
The label. It's just you got to.
I'm a big label guy.
Anyway, let me just give Jane.
Hey, I'm going to make.
I want to give Jane. Okay. Let me just do this real quick, though. Important people in your life, and your first boss and all that. But this is the lady who owned the daycare that we took our kids to.
Okay.
And that's a special person in your life because you're entrusting someone.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
And it is her birthday today. So I just want to give her and she listens to our show, loves you, likes me. And I told her, I said, Jane, I'm going to wish you a happy birthday. So it is her special day today. And
what's her name?
Jane Meyer.
Jane?
She lives in Rhinelander.
She's actually listening this morning. She texted in, said, good morning. Rhinelander is definitely a great place to relax and enjoy the outdoors.
Hi, there Jane.
John's going to live there someday.
I'm going to live there. I'm going to find a silo. I think about that every time I drive someplace. Looking at these silos. They're abandoned. They're there for the taking. Why would that? You imagine people from Chicago, Jim, if you put an ad, how would you like to spend some time in a silo in Wisconsin where the colors are vibrant, the Packers are playing, the air is crisp, and you can sleep in a silo.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Jim, forget
this is
your
what they
credit
would, they,
card scam.
This is what
this
they would hear.
This is legit.
How would you like to be in a cement circular?
Yes.
And
they will say yes.
That
but you
stinks.
Can, okay. No, it doesn't stink.
That,
oh, my God. But here's the deal. So you got the upstairs
that's not
part,
work.
The moon. You got a
how
harvest
are you gonna get
moon.
Up there?
You're sitting there having a nice glass of wine.
Just go to Title Town.
Overlooking No, I'm telling you, I need an investor. One investor to help me on my quest to create Airbnbs in silos. This could be huge.
Now, my credit card that only allows you to buy approved foods by your nutritionist.
No, that's a scam.
That's what's going to work.
No, yours.
That is going to work.
Oh.
You okay, Johnny? I'll take you on. But at least we have the same ultimate goal. We're getting off the
Dave
ground.
Dudley.
We're getting off the
Dave
ground.
Dudley. Dave Dudley.
Love
she's running like never before.
Our guest has arrived. Thank God.
Quiet. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm going to make it home tonight. Mine on the bear. Back at
us. I'm on the 10 forward gears and a George overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road.
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.